Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lammy.
Are the Broncos in on Deshaun Watson or not? Let's go to that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline to talk to one of the best beat writers in the entire country. His name is John McClain, covering the Houston Texans for the Houston Chronicle since they were the Oilers. And even before then, John, welcome to the show. Deshaun Watson reports to camp. I was surprised, but I guess I shouldn't have been. I'm sure you weren't surprised. Give us the latest on, you know, Deshaun and the decision to show up to camp.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of information out there from people that don't know what's going on that are saying Watson is now available for a trade because he reported. He's been available for a trade since a month before the draft, because when all the lawsuits started coming in, and every team, including the Broncos, backed away and took a wait-and-see approach. And so people act like they're lining up to make offers for him. And let me ask you guys, would you trade for a player with 22 lawsuits for sexual assault and misconduct, 10 that have filed criminal complaints, a police investigation, an NFL investigation? None have been concluded. Would the Broncos trade a number one picks the next 2 years and two or three starters for Watson, not knowing if he's going to be suspended for half the season, all season, maybe no season? People act like teams are lining up, and they're not, because of that uncertainty and because they're waiting for a resolution, and a resolution does not seem anywhere near.
So since a resolution doesn't seem anywhere near, how does this impact the Texans, knowing as though Jeff Driskel is on that roster, Tyrod Taylor is on that roster now, and the Watson has reported? How does it change what Coach Culley wants to do with his quarterback room?
Well, Watson will never play for the Texans again. And I'd be surprised if he's on the practice field. In 2017, as a rookie, he blew out his knee on the practice field doing absolutely nothing. So when you're hoping to trade a player and get a huge draft haul after the legal issues are resolved, no matter when that is, the last thing you want to do is expose him to risk. Everybody wonders why Roger Goodell didn't put him on the exempt list. Well, the exempt list is a paid vacation. You don't get paid your big salary until the season starts. And Watson showed up to avoid the $50,000 a day fine. He's been paying one of the best and most expensive attorneys in the country, Rusty Harden, for 5 months. Those bills add up, and he's going to be continuing to pay him for quite a while. So he came in to avoid it. He showed up with the quarterbacks and the rookies yesterday for the meeting. And then he's being treated like every other player at this point. Had to pass physical, had to pass conditioning tests. And then they decide, do they want to have him go stand around the sideline? As you can imagine, it's a circus-like atmosphere if he's there.
Right.
Do they want to leave him in the facility? Do they want to pay him and do they want to let him leave with an excused absence and no $50,000 a day fine? They can do that as well. But as long as he's around, it is a huge distraction for a team that is rebuilding with a starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. They're trying to get ready for the first game against Jacksonville. Everybody picks them to be the worst team in the league and have the first pick next year's draft. So they're trying to get, they got 50 new players, 42 new veterans, all new quarterbacks, for the first time since 2002, their expansion year. So the worst thing they can do is keep him around. But if there's no offers for a player facing the predicament that he is, then to me, they need to treat him like he's on IR and leave him in the facility, let him work out on his own, or let him go home and not find him.
Nick and Cecil here on The Fan on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. John McClain, of course, Houston Chronicle, covering those Houston Texans. And you can also hear him down at our friends at Sports Radio 610 in Houston. And John, the settlement thing, the reports have been he was not going to settle with the 22, alleged victims. And then there's reports, I think it was Mike Garofalo that said, well, if he does settle, he wants no NDA. So instead of everything being hushed up and you just settled and who knows what happened, Watson wants his side to come out. What's the latest there, and do you think this will be settled out of court?
Well, that's not any news. That was announced 6 weeks ago by his attorney, Rusty Arden, and any settlement.
Looks like we dropped John there. We'll get him back on the horn in just a little bit. So, yeah, the report saying he was not going to have an NDA. Okay, John, we got you back. Please continue with that story about
how. Yeah, as I was saying, that's old news down here. The attorney announced that 6 weeks ago, no settlement unless the numbers were disclosed. I've never seen that. I'm guessing you guys haven't either. When they reach a settlement in any situation, then it's disclosed. But that's what Rusty Harden has said. So he represents Watson. He's a good attorney, very high profile. Tony Busby, very high profile, represents the plaintiffs. And right now they're not anywhere as far as we know.
Well, you said earlier when you asked us the question about would the Broncos take a guy in the situation that Deshaun Watson finds himself without revealing who I spoke to earlier, but there was one NFL executive who said that he would be willing to take a chance on a guy like Deshaun Watson with these pending allegations. Are you surprised to hear that anyone in the NFL is thinking that way?
Absolutely shocked. You think about how one player gets in trouble today, everybody goes crazy. Look in baseball, Trevor Bauer, one woman filed a thing against him, and he hasn't pitched since. And Watson's had 10 criminal complaints, and yet people think they're going to trade for him. It's easy to say that, but tell them to step up and make an offer, because if it's a good offer, the Texans will take it. They want to trade him, and he wants to be traded. At some point, he will be, but so far, nobody's stepping up. Somebody may say, hey, we'll give you a third-round pick to take this headache off your hands, but of course, they're not going to do that.
John McClain covering the Houston Texans down there for the Houston Chronicle. John, we certainly appreciate your time, and thanks for your insight with the Deshaun Watson situation, which I guess, Nick, we'll just continue to monitor.
Yeah, we'll definitely continue to monitor the situation. And, John, you know, you're the best, and it's always great to have you on, because no one in this broadcasting industry, for me, can bring the news the way that you bring it. So thank you for giving us some time here on the Nick and Cecil Show.
Let me give you guys a little scoop. The best free agent addition of the Broncos in the offseason was the hiring of Nathan Edwards. He has been one of the best media relations people in the league for the Texans for years. Patrick Smythe stolen, and you guys will meet him at some point. He is outstanding. I don't care who Peyton and Fancho signed in the offseason. Nathan will be at the top of that list. Guys, thank you very much. Thanks for the kind words.
Appreciate you, John. As always, there's John McClain on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline talking about new PR, Nathan Edwards. I think they stole Seth from Houston, too.
Well, sometimes good people you can't pass by. And if that means you have to take them in the dead of the night, you do it.
Broncos always scoop them up. It's what I've told Jordan, both Jordans who have worked there, Jordan currently and Jordan White, who now works for the NFL. Anybody that goes through the Broncos program, I always say, well, you must be really, really good. Like, exceptional. Exceptional. They have exceptional people there. And I guess Nathan Edwards is the new one.
He's a new guy.
And I guess Deshaun Watson isn't going anywhere. And by the way, the speculation is now the Eagles are in one. The Dolphins are two. The Panthers may be three. And the Broncos may be three or four. I found my birth certificate and it says I'm four. They may be three or four. Sorry, sometimes I revert to Looney Tunes and I can't get out of it. But either way, like, the Broncos aren't even first in line for Watson now.
See, so let's actually, you know, talk about that. The Broncos may not be, but just like I told John, I talked to an NFL executive today, and I will not once again reveal who this person was, but they were like, hey, listen, push come to shove, they wouldn't mind having a guy like Deshaun Watson, even with these looming cases, because here's what we know. Winning cures everything, Cecil.
Yeah, it cures it all.
Yes, and it really doesn't matter, because we've heard the phrase, time heals old wounds, but winning heals them faster. right? And having a guy like Deshaun Watson would change a lot. I mean, we've seen or have examples, several examples in professional sports where guys have gotten themselves in situations and it looked as though like their careers were over. They were done. It was a wrap. But they were able to continue, right? Not to bring up bad things, but just to reference this whole situation. You think about how the basketball world viewed Kobe Bryant at one point, only to see him in a different light. What happened with Michael Vick and the whole dogfighting thing, he served time. And then if it wasn't for Donovan McNabb, he wouldn't have been with the Philadelphia Eagles, who once again, like you said, they are now in play or are showing interest in a guy like Deshaun Watson. So history has shown us sports-wise that players who find themselves in difficult situations, fans are willing to overlook if we're winning ball games.
And it also needs to be specified that there's nothing criminal yet. These are all civil cases. Now, there's 22 of them, but there's 22 cases, and Watson wants the information to come out. Nick, that was the, and I know John said it's old news, but, you know, he's down there in Houston, and he's embedded with the team, basically. He's like the most knowledgeable Texans reporter that you could talk to. John McClain, for years and years, has gotten it done at the highest level. Nothing's criminal. The NFL investigation, we don't know the results of yet. It's probably still ongoing. Watson wants everything to come out. And that's interesting.
Well, his attorney, they're saying that they're cooperating with Houston Police Department.
And they have been from day one.
That's right, laying all their cards on the table. So when you look at it, you say, okay, well, hearing the stories of what might have taken place, it gives a bad perception of Deshaun. And I understand that. But to say that, hey, well, we're cooperating with you, it kind of, they were hoping that this would take a little sting off of it. Saying, okay, we're doing everything that we can. We're not trying to hide anything. We're being as transparent as possible. So for certain people, they view that as, okay, well, Deshaun and his attorneys, they're doing the right thing. Now we have to let the legal system work itself. And knowing as though, well, to this point, no criminal charges have been officially assessed to one Deshaun Watson.
Nothing yet. And as John McClain, he says, teams are not lining up. That was a quote. And many thanks to John McClain for joining the show. Of course, you check him out at McClain_on_NFL. He's got more underscores than you. He's a baller. So
and that's expected.
You're like, I'm a baller, too. He's got 142,000 followers. Good for you, John McClain. All right, there we have him. That's John McClain. Thank you very much. And if you missed any part of Nick and Cecil, you go to denverfan.com, go to that podcast section, and click on Nick and Cecil. Download the show. Listen at your leisure. We certainly appreciate you guys for listening to Nick and Cecil. You follow Nick Ferguson on Twitter, at @NickFerguson_25. I'm at Cecil Lammy, and I see there is at Kyle High Radio. It is a somber day. No Aaron Rodgers to Denver. Well, there is another, as Yoda says. We'll talk about him next.